The Adelaide Hills Council Citizen of the Year has been awarded to a couple, a rare decision. It's typically an individual award. Graham and Jessica Jones of Bradbury have been quietly supporting their neighbours in their recovery from the 2021 Cherry Gardens fire. They've worked really hard to help with property cleanups, mental health support and liaising with support agencies. On everyone's behalf, the pair join me on the line now. Welcome, Graham and Jess, and congratulations on the recognition.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It sounds like this nomination and award came kind of out of the blue for you.
Completely. I was driving home from running an errand somewhere and got a call from the council, and they said, oh, we're ringing with really good news, and told us that we'd been awarded Citizen of the Year. And my first question was, did someone have to nominate us for that?
Yes.
And yes, they did. The name she gave me did not ring a bell. Seemed quite a whirlwind 12 months with lots of foot traffic in and out of the property and the community. So, you know, you're meeting loads and loads of really big hearts, and it didn't take us too long at the award ceremony to spot Greg Russell, who was our nominee, and we realised that we'd had a couple of short interactions with him in the madness of what is fire recovery. For me, I'd met Greg fairly briefly at a roundtable meeting at the council chambers, just looking at what various organisations had done in terms of their support for our recovery. And Graham, do you...
I'd spent a day with him. We were packing all the metal into a metal container at one of the properties that burnt in the fire, and realised that Greg was one of the guys with the RSL that had been helping with that when I'd taken my tractor down to do that down the road. So it was lovely.
All right. So take us back to that fateful day. Did you lose your property during the ordeal?
We saved the house. So we stayed. Our plan was always to stay and defend. And we rehearsed our plan every year. Graham was great at formulating the original plan and doing all the research into how to build a defendable house. So we did build to be defendable. We have got a bunker that's underneath the slab. That's all very fireproof. So we knew that we would stay and defend. And our plan was, as we practiced it, and we were sort of lucky in the conditions on the day. Having said that, I think if we had evacuated, we wouldn't have a house to come back to. Mm. Our neighbour's house burnt down. We had another neighbour two doors down who also lost their house. And because of where we're situated, the fire front, when it came up out of Mount Bold Reservoir Reserve, comes up the hill with this massive fuel load behind it. The flames from the fire were over the tops of the gum trees, which are well-established gum trees, and they're 15 metres tall, something like that. So it was just this huge wave of flames going at incredible speed. You know, I can't really describe the sounds or the feeling of complete and utter fear for your life, and thinking, you know, what on earth were we thinking, that we could stand here and try and save everything. But once the fire hit our property, which, you know, is well prepared in the summer, you know, the grass is low, we have the sprinklers running, we have lots of green around the house. Once I could see that we were actually putting the fire out, that helped me to feel a lot more under control. It's a great physical effort to actually fight the fire. Meanwhile, we've got pets and children in the bunker under the house, and they're coming up to see where everyone is. There's a whole lot happening. And it's happening really fast. We had other neighbours who were well prepared to defend, but were strongly advised to leave on the afternoon of the fire. So they did end up leaving, and they believed their house to be gone because their sprinkler system was so good, and Graham could hear when their pump ran out of petrol and stopped pumping. He was dashing over and refilling the pump, and he kept that running until 5 o'clock in the morning, and then
put their back fence out on the way.
Putting
Graham, it sounds like that planning was really integral, because it's just go, isn't it, the moment it happens?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we're talking about it later, we all, you know, because we had our daughter Mary was on a hose, so we had three hoses and three of us, and we all felt a bit the same afterwards talking about it. It was just, there was that 10 minutes of oh, crap, this is a huge mistake. We should just not be standing in front of this. But that happened so quickly. And the fire went through so fast that I've said since, I don't think, except to have the young kids down there and the pets and all of them and know where they are and safe, you know, I don't really think we ever would have used it, because that fire went over so intensely and so quickly that if the house had caught on fire, I would have chosen for us to be outside than, you know, under the house. Jess got an hour of sleep somewhere, and we made Mary go get a couple of hours of sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then it was just all night. I mean, it was a pretty crazy 24 hours.
With me at the moment is Jessica Jones and Graham Jones of Bradbury. They're joint winners this year in the Adelaide Hills Citizen of the Year Awards after they've been helping the community recover from the Cherry Gardens fire. Any highlights, Jess, in the recovery? Any moments that have been really positive to you when helping others?
Look, I think the silver lining of it all is it does restore your faith in humanity and in close-knit community. I think a lot of us live now in such a busy schedule that you often don't know your neighbours. It's been pretty wonderful to get to know really who is in the community. And for my children, overhearing conversations from so many strangers in the days after the fire, you know, they heard that this fire was deliberate and it made them feel unsafe in their world. And so really one of the focuses for me, and one of the really beautiful things, is seeing how the community have rallied around the children and helped them to feel safe in the world again. You know, they know who's right next door. They know if something went wrong, who they could call on. That's been pretty special. And meeting other real gems in the community. You know, it's not just us that has made these big recovery efforts. There's been person after person within our community who have gone over and above to bring in support, other people who have been impacted by the fire in a multitude of different ways.
What about you, Graham? Any moments in the recovery and all the work that you were doing with fencing and other projects that have been a highlight for you over the months?
I think similar to Jess, getting to know everyone again or for the first time has been really nice, and the collective effort to try and make a comeback. We've certainly had moments where I've been clambering down hills with 3 star stakes and slipped over and dropped the droppers, and they have gone 30 metres down the hillside looking like skis, which when it's wet and you can hardly stand up is funny later.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny at the time. But no, it's just been really nice to, you know, really reach out to people, get to know people. We've started a bunch of projects where we've bought some of the equipment that we need to recover and go forward and things like that. So it's sort of shared kit now, if you like, which has been really nice. And just trying to build some of those things to continue into the future, I think, has been really good.
Oh, beautiful. Well, congrats again on your recognition, and thanks for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having us.